को ही देखना, हो मत मत से फूल फूल जाए साधक। दिस इज द वे टू गो टुवर्ड्स सिंपल, रिमेंबरिंग वन श्लोक एंड थिंकिंग द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट श्लोक। दिस इज राधानुभाव भजन।
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa, the 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Jatya kadapi vasanam chalakhe dhanu, dhanyati dhanyapamone nakitakthamani, yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanoti. साधक बोज डाउन टू अर्थ एंड गो लाइक दिस
रोलिंग
रोलिंग बेटिंग रोलिंग।
Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasa, you know?
Taste, mellow.
Huh?
Taste, mellow.
In English, what word? Rasa. That's what it is. Ras means here. In glass there is some liquid juice. But juice is not a ras. A dust is a ras. Ras, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is ras. Asimati, Radhika and Gopis drink. That is called the rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is a rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the gopis wear on their head.
In here? No? And they took Krishna lotus feet here and the kumkum dust next is Krishna lotus feet, no? And then Krishna left that dust, and after that that dust from Krishna, when he
walks,
that dust mixed in earth, so that dust is that dust. The kumkum dust, and it is full of rust, ocean of rust is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rust. Understand something?
But the dust are not, they're not devoted, they're not pure devotees. As you said, praise the dust.
We want to taste the rust. We don't want to be rust. That dust. We want to take that dust here in eyes. Like in Srimad Bhagavata it has been stated, Purna Pulinda Urgaya Padabhya Raga. Very good slok in Srimad Bhagavata. Gopis are telling in Venunath, Venu Gita. Have you heard Venu Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya chapter. Varaha pilam natavarabhu karnayu karnikara. This is so. Best slok of Krishna's self description. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This slok is so beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last श्लोक is Puna Pulinda. Puna Pulinda means the Pulinda girls are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling, I want to be a Pulinda girl. Pulinda girl means a silly, right?
Aboriginal.
That girl I want to. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hill. So, this girl in morning, they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel. Well, you know, cow dung. They have come to collect all this. Some sticks for fuel, cow dung for fuel. So that's it. Wild girl, but beautiful. Some blackish, not as gopi, but yet so beautiful. Girl was collecting all these things. She saw a spot of Krishna upon grasses. In morning, drops of
dew.
Next grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning his home from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket name?
That's where Krishna and Gopi
said. Yeah. Last night I saw it. Maharaj Tamil Dasan Kalisha. So then, this Maharaj and the what?
And the kumkum mixed on his feet.
What?
Then
he grabbed it. So, it was wet and some water mixed. It became so some liquid. I some pulling. She is like pulling.
Very handsome.
No. What I was saying.
That it became wet. The kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear? Or I may stop here.
Yes.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
No? So then, at once she remembered Krishna. And she was so much become house. House? मैं बेकार हिंदी क्यों नहीं पढ़ता बेकार बाहर करेगा इट बिकेम सो सिंथेटिक सिंथेटिक होता है फुल ऑफ इमोशन एंड सी कितने चेक खाते सी वांटेड टू एट फर्स्ट इम्प्रेस कृष्णा she was out of her control. If Rupati looked Krishna in his eyes, up the side, here, here, if we were Krishna, she became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna. And whether anyone seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and just be there. Her brain, love, went 1,000 times. Breath were coming and going here. When she put that kumkum on her heart, she became. She at once thought that Krishna has embraced me. Now she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that girl. She has no connection with Srimati Krishna. That lady, that girl, had no touch Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only this dust, that is kumkum, and it was on grass, and from grass she takes. Krishna is so far away, but yet she has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be Jai and take birth in that Pulinda Kanya, Hilly tribe girl. Because he has no shame, no binding. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. No? So I want to be God. My father, my mother, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all are disturbing me. But the father, mother, and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So I... That pulling the kanya, to have everything, to take darshan of Krishna, to take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna.
Speaking of the dust.
But that dust was, where Krishna collected that dust? But Radhika is telling this itself. He is not understanding that, understanding that this kumkum
is my kumkum.
Angi
means body.
Oh, it was kumkum on her body, so she called kumkum on you.
Having the kumkum in her body is kumkumangi. And Krishna may be kumkumanga. Well, protect the kumkum of Srimati Radhika in his body, that is kumkumanga. Try to think all these things and pray Krishna and to do dust of Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi and all to give you that this thing. This is called Radha Nuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard though that you said because the lady should not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what?
Every Shastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavata has also said. But it should be applied to qualified guru and vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your Guru Dev was qualified. Our Guru Dev was qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was. No, no. I am not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell. If he'll take my name, he will be in hell. So, chale aise che. Ko jaan. Abhyas che. Vibhavari says
we sing it every morning.
Vibhavari is in morning.
Samavarti.
Your Prabhupada used to was very fond of this song when I used to song, and he always wants to hear my this song.
Maharaj used to sing for him?
Used to sing for him?
When he met me, he always requested me that you should sing something. And he used to
And you played kartal?
Kartal.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes?
But my Gurudev has gone. He has also gone to upper Golok Vaikunth. They have taken my gala, sound and everything with them. My sound is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet
because it's coming from a pure heart. We like it. It's called number 10. Taken my
What?
So many times. When I sang it, when he was going to upper heaven. At that time. He called me from Mathura. He used to call me daily. And I used to go. Bhavanand Samal Krishna, Jayata Taka Swami, Charu Maharaj, they used to come with cars and take me to there. Kya ji? Kaise aa gaya?
Maharaj and Jayata Maharaj about the Jayadharma. When you were discussing the end chapters, all the technical terms like Anubhava and Satrika, I know Dhanadhar Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Radhanuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?
No need. If you have that kind of love to Krishna and Radhika, no need of knowing all this.
But how does it help us to get to that? By
But if you want to have that thing, then you'll have to know all the technical stuff.
Why?
Because we'll have to attend this.
So you have to know what you're going after? You have to know the term that you're going after?
This is called. What is the significance of gopis? What is there? if I will tell that in gopis there is Mahabhav, what you need? I will say that Radhika was in a mood of kilkinchit bhav. This is technical word. What you will realize? You know? Kilkinchit bhav? You know. Huh? You are preparing.
I'm not up to that point yet.
When anywhere Srimati Radhika was, आप स्थिर करके इनसे बातचीत कर करके आप लोग हमको बतलाइए कहाँ तक में हो सकता है, तो फिर मैं विचार करके आपको
बतलाएं।
दो अस्सी लग चुके हैं, आपका फर्जदार है 280, और आप चाहते हैं कितना? 3 चाहते हैं। अच्छा, तो मैं हमारे महाराज में कम ऑल डिस्कस, दे डोंट वांट टू हियर एनी हरि कथा, merely worldly things.
How could they come to see you for worldly things though?
Huh?
How could they come to see you for worldly things?
Why they know? How they know? I don't know. They come all as these. They want something worldly thing. Worldly advice, worldly thing.
Worldly blessing.
I want some lonely time that I may chant Hari name, I may remember some past time and may test all these past times of Krishna. But I am so unfortunate, I have no time at all. And something, if I collect here, so many beings comes and takes all. I will become zero size of it. There are so many beings. And again, one thief can also. One thief joins your company. One company of Samal Krishna and their very great gang. And also one gang of Tamil devotees. This gang is Pakka. Pakka gang. Pakka gang, you know? What is Pakka?
Very good.
You are very.
Maharaj, in the beginning of Jaya Dharma, Babaji discusses the soul's origin. But there's been so much discussion, and you also, in talking with Samal Krishna Maharaj, said that you agreed with Sadhu Swami and his Tathagata's Jati book that we don't come from Krishna Loka pastime, but you didn't agree with some of the things that Sadhu Swami said. So what is the actual...
Well, I could not understand. But
you were discussing with Samal Krishna Maharaj about Sadhu Swami's book.
Sadhu?
Sadhu Swami.
Sattva.
Tathagata Shakti.
Sattva, Tathagata Shakti.
That book. You said that you agreed with him that the soul was not in Krishna Leela before we came to this material world, but you did not agree with some of the things that he said. So what were we doing before we came to this world? Before we chose Maya,
here, in the heart of Karna Desai Vishnu.
Is that where we were created originally?
There is always Jiva. you has not been created.
No, we're eternal, but...
Eternal.
So we were eternally in the heart of Karanadaksha
Vishnu? Mm. We were not in the heart, but as we are, we were like. It has told to understand the argument. No. Because we are conditional souls. We are not in a capacity to understand the real thing. We are describing the past tense of Krishna. But actually we have no faith. No what?
Realization.
I have no word in English. Idea of that thing. No? I am telling Krishna is very beautiful. But we have no idea that how Krishna is. If one once at once in a glance see Krishna, he will be in another position. He cannot stay. He cannot talk any word. Feeling will be so heavily come. Yes. How Srimati Radhika is? We know that she is beautiful. How beautiful? Oh, you are all beautiful, but she is more beautiful than you. We can do this idea.
Relative.
In comparison. For Krishna, we will see any very good, very, very beautiful boy. And he is blessed, but yet he is so beautiful. But Krishna is not like that. But we can imagine only, we will take idea, a relative thing. Understand? I cannot express whole idea. But you should understand. We will see that, oh, she is very beautiful. But Radhika is more beautiful than. But there is no comparison. Quite different thing. We will see that a mayur was dancing.
Peacock
was dancing. Krishna was playing on the flute and he was dancing. His
tail feathers were all like a fan.
Like a fan. So beautiful when he was taking his face at flute sound. Very beautiful. Sare gama padha nisa. No? You know this verse? Beautifully. Sare gama padha nisa sami dhapa magaresa. No? So he is taking his force, meaning dancing, so beautifully and nicely. We can imagine, but we cannot have the same idea that it was doing. So, any person who is not from different soul, they are Muktaji. Muktaji means?
Liberated soul.
Liberated soul. Not only liberated soul. The soul who are associates of Krishna, of Vrindavan, like Rupa Manjari, now in Rupa Goswami, Tulasi Manjari, now in Sepa Prabhunath Rastri. They are the associates of Krishna and Radhika. They want to tell something to us. But they are liberated soul and we are
conditioned.
So we cannot understand their words, because these words are of this mental, mundane world. No? They have some, what?
Conception?
No. They have some dirt.
Defect.
So, the destruction of that world and liberated soul, liberated world, these words, worldly words, cannot express fully. No? Only a vivid idea they can give. Like Radha and Krishna were meeting together. No? We will see and imagine that as if a boy and girls are meeting together, Radha Krishna is meeting, but this is not there. Not like this. They are meeting. And very, very good thing there. Here, that is not him. And very, very good thing there. Here, that is not him. If anyone in Srimad Bhagavat is Vyasadeva's liberated soul or Sukadeva Goswami's liberated soul is explaining that thing, here any man of this world will think very dirty thing of this world. So we should not read all these things in this having no qualification. No? Because the mental this word sound and word will not express thoroughly. So by doing bhajan, no? By doing bhajan, when we will be so qualified, then the dirtiness of these words will go wash away. And we will understand the real meaning. So in Jaiva Dharma, in Srimad Bhagavat, in Puran, Vedas, and in Vedanta, Vyasadeva liberated soul, he has expressed something. But we are not qualified to take the real meaning of this. So when liberated soul are giving this statement that you came to come from Baladev Prabhu, Sankarsan. Sankarsan is of four kinds. Baladev, no? Adi Dyuha, Chaturbhu. Then Mahasankarsan, nearby Narayan. Then Karnapichai Vishnu. Tatastha avastha. Tatastha means?
Marginal.
And then Khirodasai Vishnu. The jeev coming from Baladev Prabhu serves Krishna in Dasya Sakya Vatsalya. There. In Vrindavan. No? And the Kayabhiva of Radhika serves Radhika and Krishna Jugal Kishore Kishori in Vrindavan. They have never been in this world. The manifestation of Srimati Radhika or Baladev Prabhu. No?
Are they a different kind of people, or they just made the right choice?
Understand. We are Indians. this boy is of India. No? And you are of America, United States, America. Oh, and Purnima is of India. Purnima, you know? You know?
Oh,
it's from,
yeah.
See, right. Gujarati
oh,
or
Purnima, right, yes.
No?
Punjab.
Indian.
Punjab.
She is Punjabi.
Mm-hmm.
And you are American. Is there any difference between you?
The body is a little bit different than we come from a different place.
Body and nature, both according to their places. So, these souls are souls also, but not similarly in whole thing. But their how is like same. But how is same? As Purnima Bhav, she is family, and you are also family. So by constatation, something be involved. No?
Mm-hmm.
So the souls of there in Braja and here, the main thing is one, but there are something different. They are not seeing what is Maya. Always suffering Radha and Krishna or Krishna.
Are they also
the Tatasa
Shakti?
Shakti.
Now
we are Tatasa Shakti? No, they are not Tatasa Shakti. Those who have come from Baladev manifestation and Radhika manifestation, they are not ordinary souls.
Hmm. So are they called Jivas?
They are called manifestation Kaya Jiva.
Hmm.
But there are also some Jivas. They are Tatasa.
Hmm.
But always liberated. Never know, they don't know what is Maya. They don't know also that where is Vaikuntha. They only know Braj. And the souls of Vaikuntha always liberated. They have come from
Mahatma.
It is told. Because you will not understand. They are always there. They have not come from Baldev or Sankarsana. The jivas of Braja have never come out from Baldev. They are
eternal
there. But for understanding, to make you understand, I'll have to explain life so. The jivas of Tatastha Shakti coming from Karnanda Sai, they are also eternal. No?
What were we doing before we decided to come to the material world?
We are.
Did we have any activity before we decided to come to Maya?
It has been told, but you are eternal. You are saying that I am conditioned soul.
Mm-hmm.
But when Narada will come and see you, he will see you that you are serving Radha and Krishna eternally. I cannot make you understand this. No? If Narada will come to come, he will think that he is so fortunate that he is serving Krishna. If Kansa was not there, no need of going Krishna to Gokul and to love with Gokul. So Kansa is anyhow serving Krishna. So he goes to also comes, and he has never any bad feeling for come. But we and you, what do we? Even Sukadeva Goswami has abused him. Come. No? So, what we are doing that time, if I will tell anything, you will not understand. You should understand only what it has been given in Jaiva Dharma and Srimad Bhagavatam. But now we are burning in this home. We'll have to do anything to
get out, put the fire.
Put the fire. And then proceed. Then we will judge that five fire came. So that in future it should survive. But this is bodily thing. So we should know that we were from Tatastha Shakti. Never in Krishna pastime, because every Shastra has told that if a jeev becomes liberated, he never returns. There is no question of return, because they are ocean of rust, always drinking and serving Radha and Krishna. How they will? There is no maya at all. In Braja, Golok, Vrindavan, Vaikunth, there is no maya. Then how to come here? So there is no question of coming. So we should chant, we should serve our spiritual master, Vaishnavas and Shastra, and doing according, we should improve ourselves, so that one day we will serve Krishna, and then everything will be a realized party. But it is true that we are never there, because there is no maya.
Since we were never there, how is it that it's eternal then?
Huh?
How is it that our lila with Krishna is eternal since we were never there?
This is one kind of lila also.
Just forgetfulness lila?
These are also a lila. Of Krishna. In any form, we are part and parcel of Krishna pastime. Today, I have spoken for
more than one eleventh of a second.
So this today.
Okay.
Because of my doctor is warning.
Okay.
You should not be angry. Little by little, a pond is full. Full.
When is it convenient for you for us to come back?
Come back. According to your what? According to your facility.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. When?
One day. Okay.
When there is no work and no seva there, when animal is not such to you, then you should come.
Thank you very much.
Jaldi se padhariye. You are satisfied to hear all these things? Your greed will come thick?
By your mercy.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.